Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I want to start today by apologizing if my voice sounds a bit odd. I've been struggling a little bit with allergies. I think the weather is turning here in Southern California from summer into fall. We have had some cooler evenings and a little bit cooler days, and I have noticed some issues. I've never had a lot of allergy issues, but I've had a little bit this year, and my throat seems to be getting the brunt of it, at least my vocal cords. So I'm not in any kind of pain or anything, but I've found that I've had a little bit of trouble talking. And in my line of work, in my life, that's a problem. So say a prayer for me if you would. We do have some travel to do coming up in a couple of weeks, and I'll tell you all about that at the end of the month or the first part of October. We will be in North Carolina in October ministering, and of course we have our monthly Grace Encounter coming up in the next few days here in Southern California, where we do our monthly meeting in Victorville going through the book of Colossians. We are opening the 26th chapter of the book of Acts, where the Apostle Paul is standing in front of King Agrippa. I did a lot of reading yesterday, in particular the last 30 to 45 seconds of our podcast, where we basically blasted through the last 5 or 6 verses of Acts 25. I didn't want to make it seem like they're not worth commentary, but if I think as you read along, you'll realize that the story sort of tells itself, and it leads us pretty well, I think, into this 26th chapter where Paul will begin to recount some of his early life. Let's go with him on that journey beginning in verse 1. Then Agrippa said to Paul, "You are permitted to speak for yourself." So Paul stretched out his hand and answered for himself, "I think myself happy, King Agrippa, because today I shall answer for myself before you concerning all the things of which I am accused by the Jews, especially because you are expert in all customs and questions which have to do with the Jews. Therefore, I beg you to hear me patiently. My manner of life from my youth, which was spent from the beginning among my own nation at Jerusalem, all the Jews know. They knew me from the first, if they were willing to testify, that according to the strictest sect of our religion, I lived a Pharisee. And now I stand and judged for the hope of the promise made by God to our fathers." Listen to that 6th verse. Let's read that again. "I stand and am judged for the hope of the promise made by God to our fathers." What is the hope of the promise made by God to our fathers? I think the very first hint, I didn't say the only, but the very first hint of that promise would be Genesis 3:15, where we find that there's a prophecy by God that the seed of the woman is going to wound the head of the serpent. That's a promise to the family of man. Those promises are then built upon, and we could spend day after day going through the various promises. I've even considered taking days of this journey and going through the promises of who Jesus is. But to be honest with you, there are so many of them throughout the Old Testament. I think it's best if you go find some of them for yourself. But go look at any of the promises of the coming hope. And this is what Paul is talking about. We'll pick it up in verse 7 tomorrow. God bless you. I'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.